In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Darts Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined as ever by John Gwynn, to look ahead to week 5 of the Premier League Darts. Coming up this week from the West Point Arena in Exeter. Lots of good action to look forward to once again. Phil Taylor's off the mark, but Van Gerwen's unbeaten run has come to an end. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are things?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Just a bit of a cold, but that'll go.
Yeah, it will, won't it? You will be all right. And we'll make you feel better with some decent action coming up on Thursday. Going back to last week, obviously, in Glasgow, we'll start with the first game. Peter Wright absolutely taking Adrian Lewis apart. Did you think it's a case of Lewis just sort of struggling for confidence? He was poor against Newton the week before. Or is it a case of Peter Wright really just being at the top of his game at the minute?
Peter Wright is a super cool individual and he just plays his own game. He plays the board. Lewis may well criticise him for a bit of gamesmanship during that match. I don't think so. Adrian Lewis is Adrian Lewis. He started this tournament brilliantly with a 7-1 win over Whitlock. We then saw him beat Taylor 7-3 and everybody says Lewis is back. But his last two performances shows that he's as enigmatic as ever. And that's Adrian Lewis. He has to live with it. We have to live with it. When Lewis is at his best, let's be honest, there's nobody better. When he's not at his best, he's vulnerable, extremely so. And it's the last 2 weeks have proved that.
Indeed. He's just sort of snatching a bit, isn't he? He's not getting into the rhythm that we've seen him get into. Because I'd say that although he's known occasionally for his inconsistency, I'd say for the past year, he has been a lot better in terms of maintaining a high level of form, hasn't he?
Oh, yes, and that's been pleasing to everybody who knows him and his fans, obviously, and most of all to himself. The difference between the Premier League and all the other competitions is that you just turn up once a week and how you play one Thursday can be very different to how you play the next Thursday, whereas in a competition where you might be playing, in the case of the UK Open, which is coming up at the weekend, where you could play 3 or 4 games in a day. Now, I know that's rather unusual in a televised tournament, though not in the on the professional circuit away from TV. But even with televised tournaments, you can be playing every day or every other day. And so you can sort of keep a level of form. When you're playing once a week, and it's only a short game as well, then you do see vast differences, not just in Lewis, but in other players as well, on occasions, vast differences in the level of their play.
Okay, I mentioned there earlier that Phil Taylor has got off the mark. He beat Simon Whitlock 7-3, and he did look like a player who was beginning to find his feet in a tournament that he can't have enjoyed until that point. Of course, beating Simon Whitlock, who himself is really struggling for form, though, isn't he?
Oh, yes. It's disconcerting. It's a worry for Simon Whitlock. I think he must be having sleepless nights because Whitlock would have almost certainly been a top-four contender for most pundits. And here he is struggling and now finds himself 7 points behind the top man, Peter Wright. And this week, if Whitlock loses and Wright wins, then there's no way that Whitlock can win the league. Well, realistically, he can't win it anyway. But mathematically, he still can, of course, by winning all his matches. All 5 of his remaining matches and hope that other results go against him. Probably a top four place might just about be attainable for him, but he's got to start. I think if he loses this week or even only draws, then I think Whitlock can say goodbye to a top four place, even if he did enough to secure himself a place in the next stage. You've still got to have points on the board, even if you qualify for the next stage and avoid relegation.
Okay. The final game that we'll assess from Glasgow last week, Michael van Gerwen 5, Raymond van Barneveld 7. A bit of a turn up for the Bucks this one, John, but at the same time, with Barney, you know that the ability's there. It's just whether or not he turns it on, and his inconsistency is probably the only consistent thing about him.
Yes, that's a nice way of putting it. Yes, Barney. I mentioned the word enigmatic with Lewis. Barney, of course, is just the same. Slightly different to Lewis in the way that Barney always looks at the start of a game as though he's going to do the biz, and then what happens in the game can affect him. He got off to a good start against van Gerwen, stuck at it, and Barney taught the younger man a lesson, as he did, we have to remember, in the William Hill Grand Slam 16 months ago. So Barney does have a decent record against van Gerwen. And van Gerwen, remember, grew up watching Barney on the telly. Barney is still, for all that van Gerwen has had that success in recent times, Barney is still his hero. And sometimes that can demonstrate itself on the hockey.
OK, then, we'll move on to the action taking place on Thursday evening, week 5 of the Premier League Darts from Exeter, the West Point Arena, the venue. And the first game coming up is Peter Wright against Robert Thornton. We go 4-6 for Peter Wright to maintain his pretty outstanding form, 9-2 the draw, and 9-4 for Robert Thornton.
Yeah, the only unbeaten man in the lineup right now, 1-3, drawn 1. Don't see that changing this week. I think Peter Wright, in beating Newton, in drawing with Chisnall, in beating Phil Taylor, and then Adrian Lewis, I cannot see him being done or undone by Robert Thornton, with the greatest of respect. I think that Wright will win this one, and I think he'll win it by 7-3.
Okay, 7-3, Peter Wright, available at 13-2. Certainly that 4-6 looks like it could be pretty good value, John.
I thought that when you said it. Mm. 4-6, yes. If an unbeaten football team was at home to a team that's lost 2 of its 4 games, and you offered me 4-6, I'd say, get on.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Okay, next up, we've got Raymond van Barneveld against Dave Chisnall. 8-11 for Barney, 9-2 the draw, 2-1 for Chisnall. Which way do you see this one going?
I've got Barney to win this one. I think Chisnall is just beginning to find the Premier League a little bit overwhelming. It's his first attempt. Barney's been in almost everyone, all but one of them. And I therefore think that Barney will take this by 7-4. And Chisnall really does have to start picking up genuine points. I know he got a draw with Anderson last week. Anderson's in and out. We'll come to him in a minute. But Chisnall's had not the greatest of tournaments so far. He's picked up 3 points from his 4 games. And I do believe that he's got to start winning as well. He's a lad who relies very much on confidence. And I think after Barney's victory over van Gerwen last week, I can only see him winning again. I'm going to take him to win 7-4.
Okay, 7-4 Barney, available at 9-2 there. Next up, we've got the best game of the week 5, Adrian Lewis against Michael van Gerwen. 2-1 for the out of sorts Lewis, 9-2 the draw, and 8-11 van Gerwen, who'll be itching to set the record straight following his blip against Barney. Which way do you see it going here, John?
It's a tough one, simply because I go back to what we said a few minutes ago about Lewis. If the Lewis, who is the great entertainer, wonderful thrower, free-flowing, turns up against van Gerwen, who, let's be honest, is similar in terms of the pace that he throws at, then we will see Lewis perform. I just have a feeling that Lewis will perform, partly because of the pace that Van Gerwen plays at. It suits Lewis. They suit each other, and they generally give us a fantastic match. But it's always tricky when you try to forecast what Adrian Lewis is going to do. Can't overemphasise that. So I'm going to take the draw. I'm actually going to take the draw. I think 9-2 is reasonable. I don't think there'll be very much in it. Could be 7-5 either way. So I'm taking 6 apiece.
Okay, the draw, the pick there. Adrian Lewis against Michael Van Gerwen. 6 all at 9-2. Seems pretty fair. Next up, Phil Taylor against Gary Anderson. Phil Taylor 1-2, the draw 5-1, and Gary Anderson at 3-1 here, John.
Yes, and Taylor has an excellent record against Anderson. Funnily enough, Anderson always seems to throw well against him, although having said that, lots of people throw well against Taylor and still end up on the losing side because he still is capable of putting in the 108, 107, 10, even more average. Of course, latterly, we've also seen 95s, 96s, 98s. That's when he's most vulnerable. It'll be a good game. Anderson, I think, will acquit himself well. But Taylor, after that win last week against Simon Whitlock, will have been boosted. He's still second bottom in the table, and that will hurt him when he looks at it. But he can make inroads and start advancing up that table with a win in Exeter. And I think he will win. I think Taylor will beat Anderson by as many as 7-3.
Okay, 7-3 Taylor at 11-2 there. That's the penultimate game at Exeter. The final game is Wes Newton against Simon Whitlock. Perhaps a match that before the start of the tournament you thought that Whitlock could be winning reasonably comfortably, but on recent form it could be a bit of a struggle here. Wes Newton has played well so far this tournament, and he's 13-10 here. The draw 7-2. Whitlock also available at 13-10, so this one looks pretty tight, John.
Yes, and it might seem as though I'm taking you to task a little because, we've had points gained by Newton, 5 out of 4 games, 1-2, drawn 1, lost 1. That's good. But they haven't always been with great performances. His averages haven't always... He won with an 89 average one of his games. And I sense that Whitlock will realise that this is where he has to start. He really does have to start picking up points if he's going to A, survive relegation, and B, have enough points on the board after the 9 matches to be able to make a bid for 4th place. And I think this game is going to be, like the previous one, a very close affair. I reiterate, could go 7-5 either way. I do believe that Whitlock will be in the fray. I'm once again sitting on the fence here. It's 6 apiece. Whitlock to pick up his first point. I don't think Newton will be too disappointed with a point. He'll move on to 6. And every point you can gain at this stage in the competition puts you one nearer to that, you know, qualifying spot that he'll be after, and one clearer from dropping into the bottom two. So, 6 apiece, Newton and Whitlock in this encounter in Exeter.
Okay, 6 apiece, 7-2 there between Wes Newton and Simon Whitlock. Great stuff then, John. If you could run us through John Gwynne's lucky 31 for week 5 of the Premier League darts at Exeter, please.
Yes, and let's hope we can go better even than the 2 we got in week 3, where I picked up a bob or two, and I'm putting it back on this week on the following results. Wright 7, Thornton 3, Barnevelt 7, Chisnell 4, Lewis 6, Van Gerwen 6, Taylor 7, Anderson 3, and Newton 6, Whitlock 6. Good luck.
As ever, John, thank you very much for your time, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.